business, or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their
hands. When you teach the children to jump. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs to make yourself available and go do your thing, which is to start your own business. Yeah. I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heisman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing just great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the radio station one more time.
Well, I am glad to have you and my trusty co-engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Oh, doing fine on another Thursday here. How about y'all?
Oh, we're doing okay. But anyway, for those
see
of
how
you,
we can help some people.
That's right.
Yes. So those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
All right.
Anytime. Well, we are now into December.
Yes, we are.
It's time to start looking at celebrating for the holidays or Christmas, more Hanukkah, all those kind of holidays that come along with December. And if I left out any, just forgive me. But we are kind of like winding down the year. We're coming up with Christmas. Yeah. And so we're going to start looking at ways to bring in Christmas, in a sense. So, this is for you entrepreneurs out there.
All you good-hearted entrepreneurs out there.
Really, all of you that have thought about becoming an entrepreneur, but you're not an entrepreneur yet. I got some information I got off the internet that I'm going to share with you that I hope it will help some of you to decide to take that step and to go out to be that entrepreneur that you've been thinking about being. Or if you're not sure, then you're more than welcome to give us a call. The number is 727-441-3000. It's right in front of you. Feel free to give us a call and ask some questions. And also, we are live on Facebook. And you can also go out and watch us. But I welcome your thoughts and ideas. Put them in the chat. And if necessary, give us a call and let us know. But if you put it in the chat, I may recognize it. I may read it out over the air. I may give you an answer. I won't type anything back because I'm doing a show. But I could read what it is that you might comment on or ask. And we would really appreciate that. So, you entrepreneurs are thinking about, all of you wannabes that are thinking about what could you do for the holidays.
What you call them, Mr. Gene?
All the wannabes.
Look out now. Come on.
You can't be an entrepreneur until you make that decision to say, I'm getting started.
You want to be something.
You got to be something.
Right, everybody wants to be something. Right. So I would tell you.
And this is the way you come by being. Listen to this opportunity hour right here.
Yeah, I would tell you a story. I don't have time. I wanted to become a radio host. I have no idea, but I'm still trying.
Well, you're no longer a wannabe.
Right, wannabe. I'm doing what I want to do, and I've been doing it for 10-plus years now.
That's great. That's great.
So, if I can do it, many of you can.
Yeah, my melon, Mr. Bobby.
What if you got any questions? But for those of you that would like to do something that you really don't, you don't know what you want to do, but you know that you'd like to start a business, I'm going to give you 30-plus business ideas that you could start right now for the holiday.
They can make some money, Mr. Jane?
I believe they can.
All right.
It may not come on Christmas, but if you get started, it's possible, because I'm not sure what your idea is.
It could come after Christmas. Huh?
Right. But I'm going to give you some business ideas, because I got these off the internet. You can go out on the internet, and I'm just going to type in, you can type in ideas for Christmas or Christmas businesses, Christmas jobs, or anything like that, and see what you get. But these are ideas that I found because somebody's done a lot of thinking, and mm-hmm. So I'm sharing some of this thinking with you.
All right.
So we have 30 plus. We may not get to all of them tonight. I have a list, and Mr. Dukes has part of a list.
Yeah.
And we are going to like go down this list, and the thing that we're going to do, we're going to mention what the title is that somebody thinks that you can make a business or start a business with this idea. I'm going to give you some of my comments on that idea,
mm-hmm.
and so is Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
And the benefit of you doing it.
That's right.
Just one benefit that we may be able to think of. We may not be able to come up with everything, but that's you know, that's what we're going to do. So
we want all them wannabes to come first, though, right?
Right. We're done. Out of the 30-plus that we're going to give you, if any of them pique your interest, feel free to give us a call and let us know and ask your questions, because we may have an answer, but there may be some other listeners out there that have an answer as well. And put those answers into thought. Okay, so we're going to get started after we take a break from hear something from our sponsors.
Right.
And so Mr. Dukes and I will be right back getting ready to help you
get started before the whole year go out.
Okay, we'll be right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tan Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground.
All right.
Christmas time.
That's what Entrepreneur is all about.
We're going to roll it in slowly.
Roll it in here slowly.
And roll it out at
give us a call out
end
there.
Of the month.
All you Entrepreneur want to be. And those
all
that
right.
already
we got
is.
Some business ideas for all of you inspiring entrepreneurs.
We wanted you to get started in 2022.
I'm going to change the word from wannabes to those being inspired to be one.
Inspired to be one.
All right. Okay. We're going to go through this list, and we're sharing this list, and so I'm going to get started.
Go ahead.
Just in case you're thinking about nothing to do, you could start a business making Christmas cards.
Boy, that's a fact.
That's what you would
Christmas
do.
Christmas card. Not only Christmas card, Mr.
Right.
Gene.
No, just Christmas cards.
But you can do Christmas card along with other cards. Yeah. And that will inspire you to your business to travel, to arise to the great occasion right away.
That's true, too. But since it's the holiday, we're letting you know if you can do it for Christmas, you can do
there
it anytime.
You can do it for Thanksgiving.
So I think what you might need to do that is...
Is
to name your business whatever kind of card service it might be, and think of the ideas in terms of the people that you could influence.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefit is that you could use your own creations.
Mm, very much so.
You could use your own thoughts, your own ideas, and present those to anyone that you can get it in front of. And there's tons of ways of getting stuff out to the media.
That's
so
right.
It's very possible to make Christmas cards, to start a business.
A great business.
It may not be done this year, but you can get started now and plan for next year.
And, Mr. Gene, it's an affordable business. It's not an expensive business to get started in.
Okay.
All you need is a location. It may be your house. It may be a room in your house. And your creativity. And you put the cards, you buy the cards and put them out there. And you'll be amazed how many people are looking for creative.
Personalized
Christmas card.
Yeah.
And they can either drift off into birthday cards.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, but these jobs are specifically for Christmas.
Yes,
the
sir.
Holiday season, so that you can start right now and roll that into anything else you want once you get something off the ground.
That's right.
Okay, Mr. Dukes, you got something on your list.
Yeah, well, how about making and selling Christmas decorations is probably one of the greatest things, too, at Christmas time. If you can make the decoration and sell them, you can also increase your revenue right away, because people are willing to buy created decoration. I know my household was full of them when she was living. And that is one of the greatest businesses out there is making decoration and selling them for Christmas.
Okay. So if you're the type of person that like making directions,
mm-hmm.
and you've made some before, you just got them laying around the house, but you like making directions, and you really haven't thought about starting a business, well, that's something that you could do for Christmas.
That's right.
But not only that, you can go out and buy all of the Christmas stuff and make your own decoration out of it.
Do your own creation.
And put it in front of people.
That's right.
A lot of people, like Mr. Dick said, a lot of people are looking for, a lot of people don't like their own decorations.
And they don't like their own created.
Right. Some people are just good at it.
That's right.
Because I like to have you think about whether you're one of those kinds of people. You can start a business doing that.
Making and selling it. If you can make it, you can sell it.
Okay. If you can make it, get somebody else to sell it.
You're right.
I only say that because one of the things about entrepreneurs, It involves creating team players.
Mm-hmm.
It involves people who have expertise in areas that you don't have. Okay, so if you are good at making directions, making decorations, then if you don't like going out, find somebody who does that needs something to sell or something to put in front of somebody. This is how your team starts to work for the good of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so think about that. Don't try to do it all. Your idea is yours. However, to take it to fruition, it may involve other people that are good at what they do, just like if you like it.
That's right.
Okay, I got another one.
Go ahead, Jim.
Offer Christmas photography sessions.
Very good. A lot of people are looking to be having pictures taken or photos taken during the holidays. And if you got the right equipment and you're able to set it up somewhere, you'll be amazed at how much photography work you can get. And from that, it can grow to other activities.
Mm-hmm. But this says offer sessions.
Yeah.
So you can train others to do what you do. Right. That's something that you can do. That's something that you could do. If you're the kind of person that likes taking pictures.
And you know how to teach it.
Or you want to teach it. Just get started.
Get started.
You'll find out how good you are at it based on the people's opinions. But it's something that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's something. Either way, you got to find out whether your message gets across to people. And the only way it's going to get across, you got to speak it.
You got to get out and show it.
And so if you like taking the pictures, get someone else to do the teaching. But
that's right.
But that's now you got a team player that takes your pictures. They offer lessons on how to put them together. You get a chance to comment on the intricate pieces of the photos.
Right.
But just something to think about, because there are a lot of people that could be making some money right now.
I interject and say, for students, there is discounts on Photoshop and things like that.
Yeah.
So you can start the business a lot.
Right.
Cheaper.
Now, you mentioned Photoshop. I didn't mention that. However, tell us what Photoshop is. I know what it is.
Generally, the industry standard in photo editing, regardless of whether you have a Mac or a PC, it's kind of like the word Band-Aid. Everybody says that is Photoshop my picture, stuff like that. It's but it is a piece of software made by Adobe. Usually comes in a suite, a Creative Cloud suite with other programs. So you can do other things. You can do video as well, because Premiere Pro is another one that's with it. Audition is for audio.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Audition helps you work at a radio station.
That's what we're talking about, even in the TV world.
It is.
Great.
But yes, those are a kind of a necessary tool to start off, there is ways to get it very relatively inexpensive.
Yeah.
Great. Just fantastic.
So as an entrepreneur, I just want to throw this in. Not only can you work as a team if you need team players, but there's a lot of aids out there. A lot of software products that will help you to do what you need done. Or you find people who like doing that and let them do it.
Something that might help with the Christmas cards or photos is Canva. Right.
Canva.
Canva is a kind of a relatively new web-based graphic design program that was kind of designed to be a more inexpensive monthly subscription to be able to make it, so you don't have to do that as your job. It could just be side gig, or it can help you with your business. I use it for other, freelance things I do and stuff like that. But it's a very, it's relative within the $10 to $15 a month range, and can do some, it could get you halfway through those Christmas cards, that's for
serious.
Sure.
Okay, so we've gone through two or three things that you can do, but I want you just to listen to the add-on comments that we're throwing in. Because those become the benefits to getting you started or giving you some direction in terms of how do you find the other pieces that you're not too familiar with, or you don't like doing, or you can't do them. Mm-hmm. How do you find those other types of people?
Well, and there are people who have these subscriptions that do this job so that you as a business owner don't have to invest in those things.
Go ahead and purchase that.
Because it may not be feasible for you if you'd only do it once or twice.
Right. Well, but we're trying to get them started so they'll start to go.
Just for Christmas. Okay, you got 29 days.
29 days.
Okay, 29 days.
Before Santa Claus come down the tree.
That's 31 days in the month, but...
That's 23 days till
Christmas
Eve. Yeah.
Well, if they have the Christmas spirit, it may roll over.
Okay, 29 days. We'll go with that.
So, we're starting today, so we don't count today. Today, you're getting the information. Tomorrow, you can get started. All right? So I'd like to have you just think about that. It's possible for you to get started, and it's possible that some of you may actually produce something around Christmas or on the Christmas holiday.
Yes.
And be proud of whatever you produce, because the first step is the most difficult one.
It's creating something.
Getting started.
To get started on.
After the break, I'll tell you about a business that I didn't know existed that I saw. I mean, I kind of knew it existed, but you don't think about it. Unless you want me to tell you about it right now.
All right,
I'll just tell you about it right now.
Go ahead.
Yes.
So I was watching, I was in a downtown area, and I saw a bucket truck with a trailer playing Christmas music, no less, doing this amazingly quick job at decorating light poles for the city.
Wow.
And I saw the name of the company, and I guess they do it for municipalities, counties,
exactly.
Public shopping centers,
because
malls don't do that.
Right.
And what it is because those people don't have the storage, or those cities and counties don't have the storage or the maintenance staffing to maintain those Christmas lights. So they rent not just the truck, but they don't just use the service to put them up. They rent and the decorations, basically.
Yeah, they're going to take them down.
All those little flowers and poinsettias and candy canes you see hanging off the light poles, a lot of them, some of them are owned by the municipality if they're big, some of our big municipalities here, but the small rural towns, which is where I was, they lease it, rent it.
Great.
Now, I'm going to just add on to that. Some of you out there, if you've noticed, those lightings are very artistic. Which means somebody has a vision of how to put those onto the trees and the shrubs and all
do it
that
quickly.
Sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So having an eye for that and producing the finished product, that's a talent right in itself.
Well, there's the design of that, and then there's the installation, which there was only three people. Only took three people to do the installation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these are all ideas that other people are doing. I like to have you just think about that because some of you have those thoughts and you worry about the pieces that you're missing. I'm going to suggest share your thoughts so the pieces that are missing, someone else decides to offer those pieces that you're missing.
If you got the puzzle, put it on the table.
Okay.
And somebody else may have the other piece
someone
to go
offers.
To the puzzle.
Right. So and the offerings are out there because it's best to work as teams.
Mm-hmm.
And entrepreneurs, although it sounds like you're working alone, the bottom line is most entrepreneurs have a huge team behind them because they're good at what they're good at. And the other people help make it all work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'd like to have you just think about that. We're going to take a short break. I'm
all
talking
right.
about Christmas businesses.
Ideas
that you could have
today.
To start this today, this
start
month.
Start in 2022. Don't wait for 2023.
Okay, we'll
Let's
be right back.
Get on the board now.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Yeah.
Frosty. I grew up hearing about Frosty. Hopefully Frosty's still around, and because the music definitely is, and it always sounds good.
Frosty's still around. He's got
and
go
if he melted away, then you start a new job and make him.
That's right.
Start a new business.
Start a new business.
Right. Right.
Making them.
Making snowmen.
Amen.
Some people are very good at that.
I got one.
Okay, what do you got, Mr. Dude?
This is a great one, too. You know, it's something that you really like to do. Sell your old unwanted party outfits for people to purchase ahead of Christmas party session. Those things sell if you got some that you don't want to wear and you're going to buy some new one. All you got to do is put them out there and you'll be amazed. And you can put decent prices on them and they will sell right away.
So how could they do that?
They have the contact.
They do it in their home.
They do it in their homes. Or they can set up on the curb. They can set up on the corners, and things like that. They won't get no.
Make some flyers up. Put them in the grocery stores and the places like that that have the bulletin boards out there.
They won't get no. Know what I'm trying to say? What you call them people that check you?
I don't know.
Code enforcement.
Okay.
You won't get no code enforcement by doing that on the corners.
As long as you're on the right of way.
As long as you're not on the right of way.
Okay.
So, you know, you can sell those old unwanted party clothes that you don't wore last 2 years, and you want to get rid of them. This is one of the greatest way to set up and have what they call it, a garage sale,
rummage sale. Well, and then like we talked about a couple weeks ago, there's a lot of small markets, business markets for clothing, for. Food items and stuff like that. But this one would be more.
So, entrepreneur, wake up out there. Come on, step up to the plate and show yourself if you want to know what's wannabe entrepreneur, this is a way to get started.
You know, recently when I went to a market similar to that, you know how many vendors there do nothing but go from market to market to market so they don't have the overhead of a permanent location or anything. It's 10 by 10 everywhere, and they just pay their due and
keep on.
Everything else is profit.
Now, I just came up with an idea, since these are ideas. If you're the type of person that knows people who have a lot of old party clothes that they like to get rid of, but they don't know what to do, then you become the head person to go inspire them to put on the shows. In their garages or out on their front porch, or maybe you even rent something for a day or two and have everybody bring all of that in one place. This way you got the labor, you got the party clothes, and all you got to do is be the coordinator.
That's right.
There's a site that I found too. There's one opening in Clearwater Mall where you can find retail locations that are vacant that are used for short-term leases so that you can go rent them to have a market of some sort or a sale of some sort.
Yeah.
And then all you have to do is you pay that rental and then you sell as many vendors as you can, you know, with a fire code that you can fit in there, basically.
Right.
Now, ideas.
And that type of entrepreneur has liked to be has to be the kind of person that's active, that's well-known or wants to be well-known. And so they're not afraid to go meet people and say hello and tell people what their ideas and thoughts are. Because each individual has certain qualities.
All right.
And some are missing those qualities. So you find the others that can do what you don't want to do or you're not good at doing. Find the people that are good at that because they need something to keep doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, going to move on to the next one.
That makes the holidays more interesting.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one that you could do.
What you got?
Become a Christmas tree farmer.
He should have started earlier.
What do you think about
that? Make them seeds grow fast.
Yeah, those trees grow fast now.
Well, find yourself someone who's already doing it that needs to help.
You go work for it. Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a lot of them.
Well, you know, they're coming back, a lot of them, because they're trying to make it more of an experience. See, you don't get that when you go to the average retail store. When you go to a tree farm, you get a family time, you get all these things like that.
And you pick
and
what
you can
you
be
want.
Part of that. And you pick what you want, you saw it down, and there's an experience.
That's right.
So you could be the farmer or the farmer's helper.
Even cashiers, they hire musicians to go out there and play
music while they're doing travel through the park.
These are ideas that you can find out on the internet. At least I found these, but these are business ideas, and all we're doing is giving you our thoughts and opinions. And in some cases, how we can mix certain ideas with other ideas.
Yes.
Because the farmer has been raising trees. I don't know. A farmer could have been raising trees for 20 years, or they could have bought a farm that had trees that had been growing. But either way, the farmers need help.
Yes.
They need people to cultivate and shape the trees and cut them. The artistic abilities to create the ideal tree in order for you to buy, all that goes into the farmer.
That's correct.
And you buy the tree that you like. So I'd like to have you just think about that. Become a Christmas tree farmer. Now, you could get creative and go buy the artificial Christmas trees and put them outside in your yard like you are farming.
True. You can do that.
Have fun.
Make fun doing it. That's what entrepreneurs do.
All right.
They work hard, and they play hard, and they enjoy life.
Right. What's next on your list?
We got another one here. Here's a good one. Offer house cleaning service.
Ooh.
That's a real good one.
Okay. What?
You are looking for houses to clean.
How do you visualize that? Yeah.
I'm looking for houses to clean. Matter of fact, I could use a house cleaning service at my house.
Okay.
Sure could.
Okay.
There's nobody there but me, and every once in a while, my big house is it's quite a bit to clean.
Okay, well.
But I don't mess up that much, so.
We'll find people, not so much messing up, it's...
No.
A person who's like willing to offer their services to help someone clean their house. That's a difficult role to play, but it could have lots of benefits based on the type of person you are.
Yes, sir.
And based on your past track record.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about that. Everybody cannot walk into anybody else's house.
That's right.
And many people don't want just anybody in their house. And so... if you're the kind of person that's known by trustworthy people that can recommend you, that could be an ideal job.
Get you. Great.
An ideal business. You could train others the next year. You can just hire them out.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see the next one. Deliver Christmas trees.
Most people can't and shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. Okay, so the farmer farms them and they cut them down, but they need people to bring them to the other people. You can create a job doing that, just hauling
trees.
Deliver
a Christmas tree.
You know, so I'd like to have you just think about some of these, they all require a specific type of person. And you out there may be one of those type of people.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind working outdoors, you don't mind getting your hands dirty, you don't mind the bugs and the cold or the heat and all that sort of stuff, it may be the ideal job for you because it's just during the holidays.
Yes.
But it's at Christmas. And down here in Florida, you won't get any snow, so.
Oh.
And it really doesn't get too cold.
We make a little snow.
I mean, it does get cold, but that's true.
We make a little snow now.
We do make snow here.
That's another job.
That's right.
We actually
there are people who get paid to go to festivals and parties and events
right,
and for
exactly.
cities
that's right.
and make fake snow.
Right.
Fake snow. It's a good job.
Well, it's
it brings a lot of joy to you.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of people.
All the kids like it.
Yeah.
Okay, but think about something.
Now.
Think about some of these as ideas, but the benefits that you could get from them, you could.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. And
this with your own ideas.
And yeah. really, this is a starting point for young entrepreneurs that really consider they want to do something. These jobs that we've given out, these are outstanding jobs that you can
your ideas. Ideas for
ideas,
starting a business.
Ideas that you want to start a business.
Okay, so there's no job. They're ideas
I'm sorry for using the term job.
Starting.
Ideas that you can use yeah. and go ahead and start your own thing.
Because the old saying goes, when you do what you enjoy doing, you're no longer working.
That's right.
That's why it's not a job. But these are opportunities that are out there that other people may come up with, or you may come up with something that you haven't seen out there.
That's right.
Okay. Which means now you become the first in the area and possibly the first anywhere else.
That's right. You could probably be the first one in the community, and that would be a really set off for your business to grow.
Okay.
I have one.
Okay.
Offer an ironing service. Now, I don't know how many people offer ironing service anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah, but it's still there.
You can offer... What is your vision of an ironing service?
Person that comes in to iron your clothes that you want ironed.
How about
they don't iron everything. You have some people have certain clothes. I mean, like myself, I have certain clothes I want ironed. I want
okay.
my shirts ironed. I want my slacks ironed with creases.
Okay, so why wouldn't you? Someone could say, "Bring your clothes to me."
Well,
because I got the iron, and I'll iron them for you.
Don't have a problem with that. That's again.
That's an idea.
That's another idea.
Yeah, it's an idea. You don't have to take your clothes out, go out anywhere, but some people may say, come to my place.
Yeah, bring them to my place. That's what we do when we take them to the laundry. We take them to that place. But see, it's better when you can do it at home for somebody because you get much better care and that personal attention is taken.
Mm-hmm. Just something to think of. There are a lot of tailor places that from time to time have needs for people to do ironing as well.
And that's true.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of alteration places, they're definitely looking for ironers. Most of them are small, they're looking for one person. But here's the thing, it's another opportunity to be an entrepreneur by starting your own.
Right. So all we're doing is giving out some ideas. You're listening to myself and Mr. Dukes and Bobby. We're just giving out ideas for starting a business during Christmas time that many of you could fall into. We're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with some more big ideas. When the gun gets stuck.
Bye.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Come on, be a part of this show. We want you to be a part of it.
Want to be an entrepreneur. You've already chosen your path.
Come on, give us a call. Talk to us. Tell us about it this evening.
Want
to hear from you.
We're giving you ideas, business ideas that you can do right during the holidays,
starting right now. Making some.
Okay, Bobby's got an idea.
$100.
Yes.
All right.
Let's see if we can see if this will make you in the millions.
Go ahead.
Take those Christmas decorating abilities and create some sort of, not necessarily theme park, but some sort of drive-through Christmas display where you charge the public,
mm-hmm.
or a walk-through Christmas display where you charge the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, You'll have an endless line of cars and people because it's just something that people go around and they do. You know, local community centers, mm-hmm. churches yeah. will bring people, and you'll be able to make good money that way. You can add experiences to it. You can have the fake snow. You can have the slides, ice skating and things like that. Or it can just be simple drive-through Christmas light show.
Great.
We make a pathway into all the lights out and drive through. See what you mm-hmm. see.
So if you have mm-hmm. a large piece, have a business with a parking lot and you want to dress it up.
Right.
Doesn't take too much to make a whole new world inside your piece of property.
Just got to be innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all of those that are like going out looking at places, and you run across a lot that's mm-hmm. just kind of empty, all you've got to do is to approach the owner and give him an idea. Share your idea, how you would make it work.
Might be able to split the money, get the property for free. Might get paid to use the property, you never know.
Right. That's the key word, you never know.
You never know.
It's always there.
It's always opportunity there that exists.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's another one. Let's see. This one here says, offer a Christmas tree removal service.
Well, I thought we were going to tie that in.
With what?
Oh, we didn't do the Christmas tree, though, did we?
Hmm? No.
Well, the same people that didn't have a car that was big enough to pick up the Christmas tree don't have a car that's big enough to dispose of the tree.
Right. So imagine someone's, I can get the tree to them, but I can't go pick it up.
And there's a chance, because you don't have to preserve the tree when you're hauling it,
you can
pick up more trees with fewer trips, making it hopefully more lucrative.
Make it
because
more profitable.
More profitable. Because, and then, of course,
especially
if you're lucky enough to have a property where you can burn them, then you have no disposal cost.
That is fact.
I grind them up.
If you're in the tree business, that's
exactly
what
you're in the tree business, you can do that.
Right. So that's one way of creating that type of business.
And then sell the mulch. You're in the mulch business. Hey, we're going to have jobs.
Job security.
We've got two hours to do.
Right. That's what opportunity is. And this is how ideas are created.
Mm-hmm.
Because many people just, they throw those trees out. They want to get rid of them. They can't get rid of them fast enough.
And they wind up paying for them because they pay their garbage service to pick them up.
Sure enough.
But these are ideas that someone may come up with. Our job is to kind of give you some thoughts in terms of you looking in the mirror saying, I believe I would like to do that. And how do I get started?
That's right.
Yes.
Step out there.
Okay, you got another one, Mr. Duke.
Yes, sir. This is a good one here. I don't know if they still exist, but I think they do. We need some chimney sweepers. They want to provide a service. And
Santa can't be getting dirty.
A lot of homes still have fireplace.
Well, if they don't have fireplace, they still need chimneys clean, right?
Huh?
If they don't have fireplaces, they still need chimneys clean.
If you don't have no fireplace, where are you going to get the chimney at?
Well, depending on the house you live in.
I guess you could make them clean your fire pit outside on the porch.
You can have your house built that has a chimney, or you can move into a house that has a chimney.
Well, then that means you need a realtor, you need a contractor,
right.
But
you said, if they don't have a chimney, if they don't have a chimney, they're not going to be a chimney sweeper.
Well, the entrepreneur is the chimney sweeper.
You start a business sweeping other houses.
You got to go find some houses to sweep when you hire somebody else to do a sweeping.
Well, don't move any farther south in Florida then, I guess.
I would like to have you just think about it, though. There's an awful lot of houses everywhere. They got chimneys on them.
They're fake chimneys.
Okay, but they still got the chimneys.
They don't have no fireplace in them.
Especially those fabricated ones, you want to clean those because they don't have a very big flue.
But either way, they need to be cleaned.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
If they
right
use
there.
Them.
Right.
A lot of them have a lot of them have fireplaces, but they don't use them. They put different electronic wood and stuff inside of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but just some thoughts.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people build outdoor fireplaces.
Right.
But that is a great opportunity to do for to have a meal's chimney sweeper.
Okay.
And they make good money.
All right, I got one more before our time runs. I become a travel planner.
Oh, a travel planner. I need one of them.
Become a travel planner. Imagine how many people you could help plan
my
their travel. Just to plan it out.
That's right. Just tell me where I'm going to go, where I'm going to get on the boat, get on the plane, or whatever. And when I come back, I know where to get off at.
Imagine how many people would say, I wish I didn't have to go do all this myself. Or they're paying somebody else to do it for them when they could be paying you to do it for them.
Correct.
That's how you get started as an entrepreneur.
That's how the entrepreneur gets started.
Add another one, shuttle services to take people
because nobody
wants to drive.
Big time.
When they leave their car at the airport, could be weeks before they come back.
We should start a show that just called the idea opportunity hour.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's the 8 o'clock one. Okay.
that's for someone else. Okay, you got one more.
We got another one. Now, this is a good one.
They're all
become
good.
Become an Airbnb experience host.
Oh.
Now, that, I don't know how many know it, but see, my grandson tried that, and he had it going pretty good, but it come to find out, you can't lease somebody else's
Airbnb, you're talking about?
Yes.
Airbnb experience host.
Yes.
Well, hosting takes some experience.
Well, it takes some experience, but you got to be able to, if you're the host, you got to be able to find some property that you can lease out or rent out.
Or
and
you
they
can
just
have
passed a law. They just passed a law now. It's not all over. Where that you can, if you get an agreement from the landlord, you can be an Airbnb and the landlord own the property. You can be the host.
Mm-hmm. So,
yes, to sublet it.
Right.
Now, here's a thought on that. If you are good with people and have been good with people, then you have a track record so that you can attract people because you know you have the hosting ability.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where entrepreneurs come in. What are you good at doing that you think you'd like to do that would allow you to think that you can make money
that
doing
you can.
It? So
yes.
Just to think about, because whatever business you start, you still got to get to a customer.
Oh yeah, you got to have. You got
to. That's
going
to buy into you and your service.
Right.
Yeah. So just think about those things, because all of you are good at something.
That's right.
It's a question of, are you using what you're good at? Because instead of trying to do everything, this is where you build your team. Some of you are excellent hosts, and you don't have anybody to host.
Event planning as well.
Yeah.
And parties.
Well, that was
That's
a great thing.
Okay, so entrepreneurs sounds singular, but it takes a team of other areas of expertise.
Yes.
In order to have a successful business.
I'm glad you said that. You can be an individual and start a business, but you do need some teams around you to help make it grow and be successful.
Okay, many people aren't aware of that.
Yeah.
We're all good at something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be good at something.
That's right.
But no one ever said we don't have all of it.
All right.
Which means when you can recognize it in others and try to get those people as well to become part of your team because mm-hmm. they're missing something.
Yeah.
That's how businesses work.
That's how
businesses grow.
That's how they grow.
Right. So I'd like to have you really think about that. But our time is up. We're just giving out some ideas that many of you could do right now starting the Christmas holiday.
All these we just gave out, Mr. Gene, are right now startups. They are startups. You can start up right now on these ideas that we gave out.
Okay. You listening? Our time's up. I hear the music.
It's coming up.
Listening to Frank Sinatra, My Way. And I say this on most shows, all the things you find yourself doing, like doing, and enjoy doing, you literally haven't done it your way. All I'm trying to do is get you to turn whatever it is into something that you like doing more, which could be doing entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Growing your business, because you haven't done it your way. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up, and get ready for the holidays, and we'll see you later.
All right.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.